All right, so up to Mishnah, we are up to Mishnah Yudalid. So we're up to Mishnah Yudalid on page Lamed. Mishnah Yudalid on page Lamed. So it says the Mishnah like this: Hu Hayi Omer. Hillel used to say. This is going back, continuing from Hillel. Hu Hayi Omer. It's a famous Mishnah. Emein ani li mi li. Right. If I'm not for me, then who is going to be for me? Because if I don't take care of it, then. When I'm, but if I'm just for myself, Ma'ani, then what am I? That's a famous Mishnah. So let's see what the Gemara says. Emein ani li mi li. Yeah. So he says like this. Tzarech kol adam lias v'bechinas ayin mamish. So there's two avodas that the Gemara is saying what the Mishnah is saying. On the one hand, kol adam tzarech lias v'bechinas ayin mamish. First, that's the mamish ayin. Mamish ayin. Hold yourself as mamish, nothing. Like what was it? Who said it? One of the Chassidim said about the Rebbe Melech or something. I think it was that he had a lashon like the Rebbe Melech held himself to be like mamish, like the askufa, like the threshold of a door, like mamish, like a doormat. You know, so it's bechinas ayin. So it's a very, very high thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's bechinas ayin. So that's on the one hand, aval afal pikein. But on the other hand, there's also an avoid in Eser Izach of a yigba liba b'darkei Hashem, like the pasuk says that. To have a high heart, to hold oneself strong in the ways of Hashem. Exactly, that's what he's going to say. Ayin in yesh, ksiv. That's what it says. V'tzarch kam pa'amim, and very often a person has to lahachzeh atzmo l'ish gadol l'tzarch shmir savayda tmima. And sometimes a person, not just sometimes, he says very often a person has to hold yourself as mamish like an adam gadol. In order to hold on to your avodah, K'mayshi is the next page. K'mayshi Hizra Magid is Marana Beis Yosef. Like the Magid warned the Beis Yosef about this. So the Magid, it's a famous Maisa that it was a Shavuos night, and the Beis Yosef was learning with his Chaver, and they were learning Mishnayos, and a Malach, a Magid, came and appeared to the Beis Yosef and taught them Torah. It was an ongoing limud, an ongoing relationship with the Magid. So you don't have, but on the, you don't have the bottom, do you? No. So I'll read you on the bottom. The Kamara references this a lot in many places, but on the bottom over here they quote it. This is from the Shlah. The Shlah Kaddish brings down this story, and part of the story is like this. Once the Magid, the Malach, appeared to the Beis Yosef, so we know the tradition is that every Malach is created, like every mitzvah creates a Malach, right? So the Malach that appeared to the Beis Yosef was itself created through their Mishnayos that they were learning. So the Malach said to the Beis Yosef, these are the words. The Malach then told the Beis Yosef and the Chevra like how amazing their learning is. And he said, "Ru'u hashmeya im kol medabrakechem." I'll prove to you that your learning is amazing. Look at me, right? So it's like I'm the proof that your learning is amazing, that you created a Malach like this. And he says like this, and he wanted to say, this is a Malach talking to the Beis Yosef. Go ask your parents, your grandparents, your ancestors. Such a thing in hundreds of years has there ever been such a thing that a Malach would appear to a tzaddik from the Torah that the tzaddik learns? Has been such a thing in hundreds of years. This is what the Malach says to the Beis Yosef. And you were zeichet to such a thing. So it's like the Malach is pumping them up. So he says, "V'lochein mekan v'hola." So going forward, says the Malach to them, "Tiena einechem bekuches al derchechem." Pay close attention to your avoda. The ish esreel yazoru l'achiv of yomer chazak, be mechazik each other. V'hacholish yomer gibarni. And even if a person's weak, one of you thinks that you're weak, you should say that you're strong. You should say that you're strong. And this is the language that the Kamarna often quotes. This is a Malach saying. And he said the language is v'echziku atzmechem l'gdoilam, and hold yourself to be gdoilam. Hold yourself to be gedolim. Ki atim ibnei echol demalka. You are part of the chamber of the king. V'zachisim l'prayzeh, and you've been zeicha to be part of that group. And once you realize that you're part of that group, hishtav l'kanes l'traklin. So you're ready in the palace. Be mechazik yourself to go all the way into the inner chamber. So that's what the Malach says. That's what he's referencing over here, is that, again, Hamagid is Marna Beis Yosef, like the Magid told the Beis Yosef that you have to be Mechatz. So on the one hand, you have to be Ayin, right? And that's why did the Malach have to say this to the Beis Yosef? Because they were holding themselves as nothing, right? So, but Adarabah, with that, you have to also hold on to Ani, right? So that's the Vitzarch B'kol Rega Shtei Bechinas. And you always have to have both things. So initially, in one's beginning of taking like Avodas Hashem, like really seriously, then you're sort of juggling, right? So at one moment you're Ayin, the next moment you're Ani, and you're balancing yourself like that. But the real ultimate Madrega is Tzarch B'kol Rega Shtei Bechinas. It's any given moment to be both at the same time. Ayin and Ani. How does that work?
Is it the same in Malach, though?
Huh?
Isn't this to people who just made a Malach that they can then speak to?
No, because the idea is that if this story came to us and it was recorded in the Shlach Kaddish, so it means it's a Hayra for every single Jew. Yeah, exactly. And obviously, everyone with all Madregas, yeah?
And it's the same letter, so we're able to...
Exactly, exactly. So that's the Chiddush, to be able to be Ayin and Ani. Again, the easier way is to sort of go back and forth. But the real Chiddush is to be nothing and something at the same time.
I mean, in the previous Mishnah, it was that when you're holding the Mechinas of Ani, just make believe that you're in an Ayin and keep learning. Now it's saying when you finally get to Ayin...
Remember the Ani. Yeah. You have to have both, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's always both. Whatever you're leaning towards one way, you have to go the other way, right? The Zeh Madrega Gedoyla, and he says this is a big Madrega. Yevshe lahasig zeh b'chush hageshem. Be'emes, holding onto both at the same time is not something that, like on a human level or the human mind can comprehend and explain. It's not. It elamishu b'zeh Madrega. It's a certain Madrega in Avodas Hashem and Siyat Deshmai to be able to have both at the same time. V'zeh Amar Tana, and this is what the Tana says, Mili. So in other words, how's he teaching? Im ein anili mili. Im ein means ayin. Im ayin ani. If a person has ayin and ani at the same time, mili. It means you're holding by the Madrega of me. What is the Madrega of me? Me is Matria 50. V'zeh Amar Tana, mili, shu shara chamishim shel kedush. It means that you're already holding by the shara, you've touched the shara chamishim, the 50th gate. Because the 50th, you know, 50th gate is this Madrega where opposites begin to overlap and strange, you know, different paths in Avodas Hashem seem to merge. Like the Gemara says that the Gemara says in Gidden that describing all the different opinions in any given topic in Torah Shebaal Peh is a million shittas, right? So the way the Gemara puts it is mem tespan lakan. There's 49 opinions this way, 49 opinions that way. And says the Gemara, so how am I supposed to handle all of that? So the answer, the Gemara says, kulam nitnu miraya echad. They're all coming from one shepherd, right? So it's like that one shepherd, which is the 50th gate, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, somehow has within it all 49. So it means that the binyan of the 50th gate means things that a normal way of logic don't fit together, and at best you could just move and jump from one to the next. But to manage be at the same time, that's mili. So that's im ein ani, if a person has ayin and ani at the same time, it means mili. It means that they're holding by the shara chamishim. Chacham if it's from that place of ayin, that's the b'chin of keser. So he says, Asher Misha Zerchel Madrega Zeis, that's the praise with someone that gets there. Shebetuch Shal Yasser Mikdushasai, such a person is guaranteed, once he hits such a level, there's nothing's ever guaranteed 100%, but it's already in a good place. It's already, it's like that place of Shara Chamishim is above the, huh? Meaning you're not going to go back down, right? In other words, because that place of Shara Chamishim is sort of above the reach of the Sitra Achra, so to speak. So that's meaning me is mem yud. It's 50, right? No, that's ein ani. If you have an ayin and ani, me li, means you're holding by 50. So he says v'sham misyachdim b'kol rega b'chinas ayin v'ani. That's what he says. Avo kish ani la'atzmi, right? But if your ayin is just by itself, right? It's not integrated with. If your ani is by itself and it's not integrated with ayin, then mo ani lagamri. Then that's mamash nothing. Why is it separated? Well, I'm a simple
word there, but right.
Yeah.
What's the component of the mem and the yud?
The word me means me is who, right? That's what it means in Hebrew, right? So it that itself is a little bit of a taste of ayin and ani at the same time, because when you say the word me, like in English who, it means obviously there's someone there, but I don't know who it is. Right, the unknown, that's ani and ayin. That's literally what ani and ayin is, right? So if it's mamish ayin, I don't hear the door knocking. It's mamish ayin. If it's ani, I know who it is. To not know who it is, that's so, you know, b'derech tzachas, I guess you can say, you know, everything has to be turned into an avoida. So what's the avoida when someone knocks on the door and he asks, who is it? Right? So that's that moment, the Rav Hashem is giving you matana, that he's giving you a window into the Shaar HaMishnah. So yeah, answer the door. It's not nice to leave the guy out there, but, you know, that's why maybe there's a, okay. It used to be back in the day, when we were younger, that happened more often. Right? You know, someone knocked on the door and you actually have to ask, who is it? As opposed to now, there's a camera there and it goes on your phone and everyone on your WhatsApp chats knows exactly who's by your door. It's like there's no questions anymore of who's there. So then you have to, that just means that the Rav Hashem was telling us you have to ask the question, you have to ask it, you have to ask yourself. Okay. You're asking the question properly, then that's the answer. That's the answer. Local corner, that's the idea. So 40 is like a number that always symbolizes like rebirth, like a mikveh, who, and yod is the thing being reborn. So it has that sort of has that remnant within itself. Let's just finish. So let's see. I got to run. Avu kishani la'atzmi mufrad. But when the ani is by itself and it's mufrad, so again ma'ani la'gamri. Then the person's mamish nothing. I don't know if we'll be able to explain this last line. Definitely won't. But I'm raimis shay. I'm a bishara shlishi shel sheva ma. Can I do shay haimer? Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll go into that. Maybe. Okay. The kids are, we should be zeichet to all good madrigas.